2 weeks ago, I definitely caught some sort of bug. I never felt like I had the flu, but certainly had something that my voice almost disappeared, which many of you, I'm sure, were so happy to hear. At least my family members. Nonetheless, it is cold and flu season, and flu shots have become available now, and everything you need to know. I got mine yesterday. My arm's a little sore where I got a COVID shot. Flu shot in one arm, COVID in the other, and only the arm where I got the COVID shot is a little sore, but everyone reacts differently. Dr. Carla Holinati is our family physician and joins me now to help paint a picture of what the flu season may look like. Welcome back, Doc.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How important is it, Carla, to get a flu shot as soon as possible, or does it matter how long you wait?
Ideally, we should get them as soon as possible because that lets you build protection and immunity as we come into the flu season so that when we really see that surge of flu cases, you've got protection on board. Pharmacies will have it, family doctor's offices will have it, primary health clinics will mostly have it, or through public health offices.
What are the key differences people got to know between like a common cold, the flu, and even COVID?
You're right. Lots of similar symptoms between those three things. It's important to remember influenza is a respiratory virus. I think a lot of people, when they think of the flu, think about vomiting or diarrhea or stomach bugs, and that's really not a typical influenza symptom. So with a cold, we tend to see more mild symptoms. You've got that cough, you've got the runny nose, and you feel kind of crummy, but it's not awful. When you have influenza, we tend to see people have more severe symptoms. So now you're getting things like fevers or shortness of breath, more impactful on your day-to-day life than just that kind of annoying cough or cold. And then COVID can still have a wide variation in terms of how it is presenting, but it can be similar to those things as well. If you're feeling unwell, please check in with your family doctor. We can do testing if we need to see, is this influenza? Is it something else? And make sure that you're safe.
Of course, Dr. Carla Holinati, our family physician, on the air with me. Why does flu season always seem to hit at the same time every year?
You're right, it does. And it's a global pattern that we see. So as we move into the fall for us is when we get that surge of influenza cases. In sort of the opposite half of the world, they see the opposite seasonal pattern as we do. For us, it coincides with when people are moving inside closer quarters with other people. We have more exposure to recirculated air as we're closing windows, turning on furnaces. So we just see an increase in a lot of those things, especially with kids back in school, a bit of a surge in the GI or the gut bugs and diarrhea, those sorts of things as well.
So the only prevention really is hand washing is the biggie.
Vaccination, super important, especially as we know that we're seeing some strange things happening in other parts of the world that aren't typical. There's a big outbreak of influenza in Japan right now, which is not in the typical season for them. And so we're not sure if that means that we're going to potentially have a worse influenza season than we might have expected. So making sure that you're vaccinated, getting that extra protection, especially if you're a more vulnerable person, if you're a more advanced age, if you have other comorbidities, if you're a healthcare worker, vaccination is super important.
Carla, just to be sure here, COVID shots and flu shots are free in Saskatchewan. Is that right?
Yes, it's my understanding that they should be covered for people.
There's still some hesitancy around flu shots and the updated COVID vaccines. What do you say to patients who are on the fence about getting vaccinated?
I mean, we understand where that worry is coming from. There is so many things on the internet around all sorts of different health conditions, around treatments for those things right now. And an awful lot of it is misinformation. It's hard to know as a person with no training in this area what's true and what's not. And so my advice to people would be, number one, if you're getting that information, make sure that it's from a trusted source. If it's coming from a blog, if it's coming from Facebook, if it's coming from a place where a person is trying to sell you an alternative or a supplement, it's probably not reliable information. So make sure that it's coming from a medical organization or a government organization. And if you're still not sure, please check in with your healthcare professionals.
Lastly, Doc, if someone gets sick, what are the red flags that indicate it's time to see a doctor versus saying, just stay home, ride it out?
If you're having trouble drinking, for, you know, more than a day and you're starting to feel like you're not peeing all that much or your mouth is really dry, that can be a sign of dehydration. If you're getting really dizzy when you go from sitting to standing or try to move around, if you're getting quite short of breath, even with, you know, minimal moving, feeling like you're not really connecting to the universe around you, we call that altered level of consciousness. So if you're seeming like you're confused, or if you've just got that kind of voice in your head that's saying something is wrong here, please listen to that voice and seek medical attention.
Doc, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Some great advice there. Thanks for sharing today.
I'm always happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's going to be nice the next few days. Maybe give you a little extra time to decorate for Halloween. And I don't know whether or not you have your candy yet. There might be a little sticker shock, though, when you do go buy some, as the assorted box full of, say, mini chocolate bars, for instance, is up in price from last year, largely because of rising costs of chocolate. And Sylvain Charlebois of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab put out something called the Halloween Treat Cost Report. And he says we're actually going to be spending between 10 and 20% more than we did last year on candy. Sylvain thinks the real problem isn't just the cost of cocoa driving the price up. It's also shrinkflation.
The costs of inputs for manufacturers have gone up, like cocoa, for example, for chocolate. And so that really has pushed a lot of manufacturers to shrinkflate their products. So bites are much smaller, or pieces are much smaller, which tends to push households to give more.
Yeah. You've seen a Reese's peanut butter cup compared to when we were kids. Nowadays, it's like, what, the size of a quarter, maybe? It's crazy. But anyhow, Sylvain says there are not many candy deals out there yet.
Deals are sparse at the grocery store, I would say. Looking at what's going on right now, you're probably more likely to save money if you buy Halloween candy at a pharmacy or even at a dollar store.
He said increasing freight costs and packaging costs are also driving the price of Halloween candy upwards too. But how about you? You find any good deals? I'd sure like to know myself. 1-877-300-7275. Mentioned the warmer weather coming to decorate for Halloween. I think the hottest Halloween front yard decoration this year seems to be Skelly, that giant skeleton that's been hanging around over the last few years. But I think it's Costco that was selling this one. It's a giant skeleton from the waist up now, and it's over 5 feet tall. I've seen that on the front yards of a number of homes. Not the freestanding one with legs and everything. This guy is just like, well, it's kind of cool from the waist up. Looks like it's coming out of the ground. As for the skeleton, that's been popular over the last few years, the freestanding one that's so super tall, I've seen a lot of people keeping theirs up year-round and decorating it for the seasons. Not anything that I would ever do. Like one guy I've seen, he puts a Hawaiian lei around it and kind of like a summer shirt on it in the summer and Christmas, put some lights on it and a Santa hat. I don't know. Skeletons at Christmas doesn't work for me, but hey, it does for some, I guess. Well, hopefully nothing is going to stop the Rough Riders' dream of winning the West Final and moving on to the Grey Cup. I know we got to get through this last game of the regular season against the Lions on Saturday. Head coach Corey May says it's pretty important to get the starters back into the game before the West Final.
Being able to keep the guys around the game, and, you know, you can't mimic live reps, you know what I mean? So I think it's crucial, you know, for our guys to be able to go out there and do that.
I'm curious if he tipped his hand at how much he's going to play some of our veterans. Let's find out from CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray, who joins me now. Good morning, Britton.
Good morning.
I obviously, quarterback Trevor Harris, you said yesterday in the green zone, was taking firsthand reps. Any indication from the coach how long he's going to be in the game?
No, he said they have a plan, and he'll be sure to let us know after the game's done what that plan was.
But you always know the plan.
Always. Yeah, you know me. They tell me everything. I would imagine he gets a pretty decent chunk of the game, whether that's a half or not, because you do, as you mentioned, want to get these guys live game reps and want to keep them fresh and ready to go for the playoff game.
I'm always curious what the feeling is, and I know you're probably going to say no, Greg, you pull him anyhow, but what if this game starts out with Trevor, and it's just one of those, you know who we're going up against with the Lions. It's good, you know, what if it's a tight, just like a awesome game, and the vibe in the stadium is, oh, this is just a great game. Do you carry that momentum, or do you just, no, got to stick to our guns? We're yanking him in the second half if that was the case. What would you do as a coach?
I would keep him in there if it was me as a coach. Now, Corey Mesa, they kind of said that if they have a plan, they'll stick to it. They kind of proved it last week against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, right? That seemed like a thing where they always said Jack Cohn was going in the fourth quarter. That seemed like the plan, and that's what happened. They stuck to it despite the fact the Riders could have won that game at various points in it. So whatever the plan is, I imagine Corey Mace will stick to it no matter what the scoreboard reads.
Okay, so you saw some other veterans out there. What's the sense going into this game about everyone else who rested last week?
Yeah, it looks like A.J. Ouellette will be back out running the football. Of course, keeping him fresh will be key. The starting offensive line looks like they'll start this week. The receiver room still going to rest some guys. Of course, they're dealing with some injuries, and Corey Mace did say he wants to get those guys healthy for the playoff run. Defense, they were trying a whole bunch of different things out there this week, so it looks like they might try to rest some guys there, bring some guys back as guys hopefully return from injury there. But it'll be interesting how this lineup looks once again.
I don't know about you, Burton Gray, but I've been sidelined from the excitement of the Riders because the Blue Jays and these games seem meaningless. I'm almost like, I'll worry about the Riders when we get to the West Final because that's what matters the most. But at the same time, Riders, they can't become complacent like we do as fans, can they?
No, they can't. They have to really kind of keep things going here. And, of course, it's all about getting ready for playoffs, right? As much as we want to see them win this week, I'm sure. They're focused on playoffs. They have a plan. Keep the guys ready to go for that.
Okay. Britton, what's on the line for the BC Lions coming to town?
Well, they might be ending up hosting the West semifinal, right? Depending on some other things go out, they still have a chance to finish second with a win. And you know they'll want to face whoever it ends up being, most likely Calgary, in the West semifinal out in BC out there. So that's exactly what they're playing for, a chance to host their own playoff game.
Have you heard any serious injuries for the Lions coming into Regina, or are they looking pretty healthy right now?
It looks like they're pretty healthy right now. Of course, we'll wait and see kind of throughout the week how things progress out there. But they're healthy, they're rolling, and they're building up some momentum, which will make things interesting if they do, in fact, are the team that comes to Regina for that West Final.
Wow. Can't wait for that. Just saying that out loud, the Lions and the Riders in a West Final, that will be one I would love to watch for sure. Okay, Britton, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Probably a closed practice tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Britton Gray, our CJME Rider reporter. Well, Blue Jays fans getting a little time to breathe after that big victory of Game 7, and the matchup is set to start Friday night. In Rogers Center in Toronto, the Dodgers hoping to repeat as champs. They defeated the Yankees in 5 games last fall. L.A. would be the first to win back-to-back titles since the Yankees actually three-peated back in 98, 99, and 2000. And in the meantime, Toronto going back for the first time since 1993. And tickets, as you've probably heard by now, sold out in about an hour. And you need to skip a few mortgage payments if you're looking to buy one on resale. Nosebleeds start at $1,300 if you're lucky, and everything else is anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000, depending on where you want to sit. But game one, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, start for us, too. Hey, if you're a Canadian snowbird heading south longer than a month, I don't know if you caught this week, but they announced you're going to be fingerprinted now, besides being photographed at the U.S. border. New rule in as Canada, U.S. air travel continues to slow. Travel last month was down 27% to the U.S. and car travel even down 35% across the border. Tariffs remain a hot topic, and we're even on the tip of President Donald Trump's tongue yesterday as he pointed out that he had seen an ad that Ontario is running stateside. Ever since the loss of the auto industry there, those 3,000 jobs, Well, this has got the attention of President Trump, those ads.
We're believers in tariffs. And I even see foreign countries now that we are doing very well with taking ads. Don't go with tariffs. They're taking ads. I saw an ad last night from Canada. If I was Canada, I'd take that same ad also. But they're actually on television taking ads. I do believe that everybody's too smart for that. We have a very, very big and important case coming up. We should win the case based on the legal merit.
I'll get to the case he's talking about in a second. The ad he's referring to, it's kind of clever. It tries to make the case against American tariffs on Canada. And the announcer in the spot is actually President Ronald Reagan, the former Republican. His audio was taken from a previous advertisement where he was against tariffs.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer.
As for Trump, also referencing a big court case about tariffs, he's talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, who will decide on the fate of Trump's sweeping worldwide tariffs. Early next month, the court has fast-tracked the hearing, and after a couple of lower courts found that most of the tariffs on countries were illegally imposed. So again, the case is set for the first week in November, and until then, the tariffs will remain in place. But Trump told Fox that if he loses this at the Supreme Court level, the U.S. would have to give back trillions of dollars.
That case is really important to win because it's made us a rich country. I don't want to call it retribution, but we've been ripped off for years by countries and by having presidents that were not smart in a business sense. I'm not saying they were good politicians, but they were stupid businessmen. They allowed the world to rip us off. That Supreme Court case is so important. And frankly, this economy, if we win the tariff case, which we should on the legal merits, but on common sense merits, we would have to give back trillions and trillions of dollars because we got it because of tariffs.
The case involves two sets of important taxes that Donald Trump justified by declaring a national emergency, and that included the ones in February on imports from Canada, China, and Mexico. It does not include his levies on foreign aluminum and steel, too. But, yeah, that court case is going to be monumental. But many would say, hey, well, the Supreme Court is stacked in Trump's favor, so I think we know where this ruling's going. But that will be one that will rock the tariff world when it is announced, for sure. CJME News Time now is 827.